ZANU-PF do not want a friend fair election, and therefore they will create a diversion, smoke and mirrors, and suggest that the MDC is seeking to compromise and subvert the sovereignty of the nation and to return land compulsively acquired in the chaotic land acquisition program, to return that land to the farmers, the white farmers. That's far from the truth. The MDC has no such policy. However, he understands that in order to whip up the ZANU-PF base, the radical base within ZANU-PF, to get ZANU-PF members charged up, you have to tell them a lie. And the issue of land, the acquisition of it, or the return of it, or the reform, the land reform program, is a politically charged and emotive topic. So whip up the base and get the base all riled up based on a lie. More concerning than Chinamasa's theatrics, political posturing, is the suggestion that if the Prime Minister wins the next election, there is no chance that he'll become President of Zimbabwe. I mean, that is extremely concerning, because here you have a cabinet minister, the justice minister, suggesting that the rule of law will be suspended. The rights of the people to express themselves will be suspended and ignored simply because ZANU-PF, who believe they have title deeds to the country, will not prevent a transfer of power. So that's very concerning. The suggestion that the military will get involved is even more concerning.
If his statements are extremely concerning, and given that Zimbabwe is going to hold elections in the next few months, how do you think the MDC should react?
Beyond the reaction, there has to be a strategy. Beyond a strategy, there must be legitimacy, legitimacy of a mission and objective. And we, the MDC, have a legitimate mission. They have been given the mandate of the people to govern. The strategy is to ensure that we move forward, we carry this transition forward, and ensure that after the next election, there will be a transfer of power. So I think in that regard, the MDC, we are on course. However, I think it is now time for the region, it is now time for the international community to take stock and review these statements coming out of ZANU-PF, the statements coming from Chinamasa, the statements coming out of the military, and send a clear message that our neighbors and brothers in the region will not tolerate a military coup. Simple. The international community must send a clear message to ZANU-PF that they will not tolerate a coup. That is, I believe, the most pointed response to Chinamasa's utterance.